Do you remember last year, the case of the garden gnomes? Neighbours used to wake up every day to find their gnome missing. Some criminal was putting garden ornaments in other people's gardens. It happened night after night for weeks and weeks. Who did PC Blake catch? Nobody. How can people feel safe in this town? And then last Christmas, Mrs. Hollingworth and that new woman from London, Wendy, what's her name? There was only one turkey left in the supermarket, and they started fighting. Disgraceful. Mrs. Hollingworth went home with ketchup in her hair. And what did PC Blake do? Did she send that Wendy on the first train back to London? Nope. She didn't do anything. Remember this. Davingstock will be Kent's crime capital in the next few years. The older generation always left the butcher's shop worried and talking to each other. Crime waves. This didn't happen in the old days. No respect. Young people nowadays. Do you remember PC Brown? He used to give you a fine if you looked at him. Now that was a real police officer. PC Blake was the smiliest, happiest police officer in the county. Athelfled's father, Alfred, liked her method. She doesn't put people in jail, he explained. First, she goes and talks to them, and they soon understand that she's looking at them. That's why nobody gets arrested, because with PC Blake, they don't do anything they shouldn't. PC Blake finished asking Rodney questions from a list and left with a smile. They all returned to their houses. Hey, Ethel, why don't we go and see Ayan and Bob? We can ask them what happened, suggested Athelstan. Hang on, Stan. Let me have breakfast. I haven't had any time yet. While Athelfled ate her bacon, eggs, sausages and fried bread, and her brother explained what had happened. Alfred was also interested, which was not very common.